The World This Week. Politics.
For the first time in 5 years, Xi Jinping visited Europe. China's leader was welcomed by his French counterpart, Emmanuel Macron, who pressed him to help end the war in Ukraine and to establish a more balanced trade relationship. Mr. Xi gave little ground. He then moved on to Serbia, where he commemorated the 25th anniversary of America's bombing of the Chinese embassy in Belgrade. "This we should never forget," he wrote in a piece for a Serbian newspaper. Mr. Xi wrapped up his tour in Hungary, a member of the EU and NATO that is also a staunch supporter of China. Mr. Xi praised its independent foreign policy. Israel carried out airstrikes on Rafah in southern Gaza and told 100,000 civilians to leave because it was planning to operate there. It took control of part of the Philadelphia Corridor, a strip of land next to Egypt, as well as the Rafah crossing on the border with Egypt. Joe Biden said he would not supply Israel with the weapons that would be used in an attack on Rafah. Meanwhile, Israel temporarily closed Kerem Shalom, a commercial crossing into Gaza through which most humanitarian aid enters the strip, after 4 soldiers were killed in a rocket attack by Hamas. Hamas announced that it would accept the terms of a ceasefire and hostage release. However, Israeli officials said the proposed deal was different from the earlier text that they had agreed to. Israel sent a delegation to Cairo for further negotiations. Turkey announced that it would suspend trade with Israel, worth almost $7 billion a year, until there was a ceasefire and the free flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza. Voting took place in Chad's presidential election, which is almost certain to be won by Mahamat Idriss Deby Itno. Mr. Deby took power unconstitutionally in 2021 after the death of his father, who had ruled since 1990. Russian troops have reportedly arrived in Chad to protect the president, while America said it would withdraw its forces, which had been helping Chad and the wider region fight jihadists. Security forces in Libya rescued at least 107 people who had been held captive and tortured while trying to make their way to Europe. Earlier this year, the International Organization for Migration reported that it had found a mass grave in Libya holding the bodies of at least 65 migrants. Pakistan said that a suicide bomb attack on a dam in March that killed 5 Chinese engineers had been carried out by an Afghan bomber, a claim denied by the Taliban government in Afghanistan, which wants to establish closer ties with China. Tensions between Pakistan and Afghanistan have risen in recent months. Shortly before the dam attack, Pakistan carried out airstrikes in Afghanistan, targeting what it said was a militant group. Narendra Modi, India's Prime Minister, cast his vote in the third stage of the country's general election, which concludes on June 4th, when the ballots will be tallied. Turnout so far has been slightly lower than in the election of 2019, which may be explained by a searing heat wave that has seen temperatures top 45 degrees Celsius, that's 113 degrees Fahrenheit. In Canada, 3 men were arrested and charged in connection with the murder of Hardeep Singh Nijjar, a Sikh separatist, near Vancouver last June. India had described Singh as a terrorist. The 3 suspects are Indian nationals who were living in Edmonton. India's government denies any involvement in the killing. Panama's presidential election was won by José Raúl Mulino. Mr. Mulino was drafted in as the candidate of the right to replace Ricardo Martinelli, a former president, who was barred from running again because of an 11-year prison sentence for money laundering. He is holed up in the Nicaraguan embassy, where he has claimed asylum. One of Mr. Mulino's biggest tasks will be tackling corruption. At least 100 people died in the worst flooding to hit the Brazilian state of Rio Grande do Sul in 80 years. More than 400,000 people lost electricity, and nearly a third of the state's 11 million people were without water. Joe Biden condemned anti-Semitism in a speech commemorating the Holocaust. The American president said that too many people are denying, downplaying, rationalizing, ignoring the horrors of the Holocaust and October 7th, and already forgetting that it was Hamas that brutalized Israelis. He also mentioned Jewish students at American colleges being blocked, harassed, attacked while walking to class. Mike Johnson, the Republican Speaker of the House of Representatives, easily survived an attempt by party rebels, led by Marjorie Taylor Greene, a radical right-winger, to oust him from his job. Democrats joined the bulk of Republicans to defeat the motion 359-43. Britain's ruling Conservative Party suffered heavy defeats in local elections. The opposition Labour Party was victorious in a parliamentary by-election held on the same day, with an impressive 26% swing from the Tories. A Conservative MP defected to Labour, the second to do so in 2 weeks. It is all grim news for Rishi Sunak, the Prime Minister, ahead of an election expected this autumn. The Scottish National Party is also flailing. John Swinney assumed the party's leadership unopposed and thus became Scotland's First Minister, following the resignation of Hamza Yousaf. Mr. Swinney, a veteran politician, is seen as a safe pair of hands. He is the SNP's third leader in just over a year. Vladimir Putin was sworn in for a fifth term as Russia's president, telling dignitaries at the ceremony that the recent election had confirmed the correctness of the country's course. The day before the inauguration, Mr. Putin ordered the army to train for the deployment of tactical nuclear weapons in a military drill. Ukraine's domestic intelligence service claimed to have uncovered another plot to assassinate Volodymyr Zelensky, the country's president. It said two colonels in the State Protection Service, which provides security for the president, had been recruited by Russia and tasked with finding people to kill Mr. Zelensky. An American soldier was arrested in Russia, allegedly for stealing money from a woman he was having a relationship with. The soldier was on an unauthorized visit to Vladivostok in Russia's Far East. A growing number of Americans have been detained in Russia over the past few years.